Next on the agenda is failure to report cases. Ms. Iverson.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. My name is Stephanie Iverson. I work for the Mandatory Reporting Program. I'll have four cases before you today for noncompliance of the mandatory harvest reporting, which is Chapter 610. The first case is Mr. Keith D. Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins is here. If you want to call him up for him to be sworn in.
Mr. Keith D. Jenkins, are you present, please? Come forward. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Keith D. Jenkins.
Thank you, sir.
Could you speak up?
Could you approach the microphone and speak towards the microphone and state your name again?
Keith D. Jenkins.
Thank you, sir. Please speak up, if you would. Thank you. Ms. Iverson.
All of these compliance cases have notifications. We have a notification process for all mandatory harvest reporting. You are given three notifications. The third notification is a certified letter that is sent to you. The fourth notification is an officer coming to serve you. To appear before the commission. These cases take several months to put together for our staff, and they are considerable cost for putting these cases together. Mr. Keith D. Jenkins, Mr. Jenkins' licenses and permits are currently suspended because he was initially notified by first and second postcard for failure to report October 2012. He was also missing months November and December 2012 at that time. He was sent a third and final notification by certified mail that returned unclaimed. Staff called Mr. Jenkins on several occasions but was unable to leave a message. He was served for the August 27, 2013 commission meeting but failed to appear. In accordance with subsection C of 28.2-901 of the Code of Virginia, his licenses were suspended until he appeared. Mr. Jenkins was unable to appear due to his incarceration at the time. He was since finished serving his sentence and contacted staff about returning to the fishery. Staff did not receive his October through December 2012 reports. He was unable to produce those because of the length of time that those reports are, they only have to maintain their records for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so Mr. Jenkins was unable to get us those October through December reports. He is here to testify on his behalf. Staff recommends Mr. Keith D. Jenkins, having already served a 6-month suspension in accordance with subsection C of 28.2-901, be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, ending on July 21st, 2016. Of course, that is in accordance if he is allowed back into the fishery, because currently he does not have a license because he had to appear before the commission, and he was incarcerated at the time when 2014, being able to purchase one, had already passed. February 28th, 2014 was the last day for you to be able to purchase a 2014 commercial registration card, and he was incarcerated at the time.
Ms. Iverson, is Mr. Jenkins up on his harvest reports? Does he have to date?
The only reports that he could get into us, that he was unable to get into us, was October through December 2012. Those reports, everything else is up to date. All his 2013 are up to date.
Okay. Mr. Jenkins, is there anything you'd like to say to the commission? Please speak up a little bit here.
I'd just like to have a chance to get my commercial card back so I can go back and support my family. I'll make sure I have somebody help me get those reports in on time every month from now on.
The reports are very important for us to be able to properly manage the fisheries.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cedron.
Can you tell us why you didn't file the reports on time?
Well, was a very difficult time. I was having some family problems. My father passed during that time, and I was going through a really rough and emotional time with a lot of stuff going on.
And did you relate any of that to the staff?
No, I did not.
Thank you.
Ms. Erskine.
Mr. Jenkins, also, as much as the commissioner said that these reports are very important for the commission, they're also important for you as a member of the industry,
yes.
Hopefully a member of the industry. You know, when you can determine how much you're harvesting, that's pretty powerful to say we harvested this amount. So it also benefits you as a member of the industry to properly report.
Yes, thank you. Ms. Iverson, please reiterate the staff recommendation.
Staff recommends Mr. Jenkins, having already served a six-month suspension, be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, ending on July 21st, 2016, provided his missing reports are submitted, which he cannot do at this time, and his application for an exception to the two-year delay entry is accepted, during which time any violation of Chapter 4 of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Jenkins appearing before hearing of the commission on licenses.
I have a question.
Mr. Zeter.
You said that after July 21st, 2016, provided that his missing reports are submitted, but you're also saying that it's impossible for him to do that.
That's correct.
So you want to strike that provision out of this recommendation?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Good catch. Ms. Haney.
Is it a possibility to go back to the buyers of his product for reports?
The buyers can only hold it, are only conditioned to hold it for 1 year as well. So he was unable to get those information from the dealers.
Okay. Matters before the commission.
His 6 months suspension of his license, was that also for failure to report? Was that
the 6 month suspension is basically the fact that he has not held a license for the last 6 months because he could not get a license.
So we didn't suspend his license?
His license was suspended in August 2013 when he was unable to appear before the commission.
Okay. And that was due to failure to report?
That was due to failure to report,
right,
yes, sir.
Okay. So I just wonder.
So the staff recommendation is 2 years probation. Matters before the commission.
I'll move to accept the staff recommendation of a 2 year probation.
Dr. Neal motions to accept the staff recommendation for 2 years of probation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Jenkins, this is a 2 year probation. Make sure you have your mandatory harvest reports in on time, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
The next case is Mr. James S. Jenkins, Jr. Mr. James.
Mr. James S. Jenkins, Jr., are you present? Please come forward, sir. I need to raise your right hand here. Do you swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Thank you very much. Please state your name into the microphone.
James S. Jenkins, Jr.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Iverson.
It was discovered by staff through performing an audit of buyer records that Mr. James Jenkins had harvested during the months of January through April of 2013, but had previously reported no activity. He was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for those missing months by certified letter. The certified mail was returned to VMRC unclaimed. Staff called him and was told that he did not have harvest records for what was sold to the dealer. In accordance with Chapter 610, Mr. Jenkins and his seafood buyer are only required to maintain records for 1 year. Therefore, his missing records for January through April 2013 are resolved due to the age of the violation. However, Mr. Jenkins is missing harvest reports for months of January through April 2014. He has since got those harvest records in the office as of today. He informed staff that he had already mailed the 2014 reports into VMRC, but that his neighbor or someone had been disturbing his mail, and he did not know whether those reports had been received by us. He was advised at this time by staff to resubmit his reports by using the carbon copies of the reports and to take them directly to the post office. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. Jenkins several weeks later to inform him that his harvest reports for January through April 2014 had not been received in the mail. Staff was told the missing reports had been mailed, hence the reason Mr. Brinkett Jenkins brought those reports into the office today, because staff did not have those reports to date. And those records are here now. Staff recommends Mr. Jenkins be placed on probation for a period of 2 years ending on July 21, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Jenkins appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspension.
Thank you, Ms. Iverson. Any questions from the Commission, Ms. Iverson? Mr. Jenkins, what would you like to say?
I had nothing to say. They were mailed, but they never made it here, so.
It takes staff much time and energy and effort to track down people like you here to get them to respond when we're missing harvest reports. The harvest reports are important. They're important to you. They're important to the industry. They're important to the commission's ability to manage the fisheries effectively. We need to have you make sure that they're in on time. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zedron.
What evidence did you have that someone was tampering with your mail?
Because usually I receive monthly bills approximately the same time, and some kept disappearing, you know, which I was supposed to be there but weren't there, you know, so I had to call back, like the power office, you know, and ask them, did they send a bill, and they say yes, but I haven't received one. So it's something like that.
All right, did you make it, a report to the Postal Service?
Yeah, I told the mail lady that some of the mail was not there, but she said she had did put it in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, Mr. Jenkins? Thank you, Ms. Iverson. Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. The matter is before the commission.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation for a two-year probation beginning today and ending July 21st, 2016 for Mr. Jenkins.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussions on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Jenkins, you got two-year probation here. Let's keep everything copacetic here. Get the reports in on time, abide by the laws here, and hope not to see you back here again. Thank you, sir.
Next case before you is Mr. Scott Elside, Sr. Mr. Stiles is here today.
Mr. Stiles. Please raise your right hand here. Do you hereby swear to tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, in the matter you're going to testify on today?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Please approach the microphone, state your name for the record here.
Scott L. Stiles.
Thank you, Mr. Stiles, here. Ms. Iverson.
It was discovered by staff through performing an audit of buyer records that Mr. Scott Stiles had harvested and sold seafood during the month of August 2013 that was not included in his harvest reports for that month. He was initially notified by staff by certified letter. The certified mail was returned to VMRC unclaimed. He is also missing reports for the month of March through June 2014. Staff has made additional phone calls to Mr. Stiles regarding his missing harvest reports. However, staff was unable to contact him because his phone number on file was no longer valid. Staff sent him a letter by mail regarding the invalid phone number. Mr. Stiles brought in missing reports on Friday, July 18th, and all of his contact information to date has been updated.
Okay, so he's up to date on his harvest reports as of last week.
As of last week, and all of the harvest reports that he had to get in for because of the buyer audit were brought in today. So all harvest reports are up to date as of today.
Terrific. Thank you. Any questions from the commission of Ms. Iverson? Thank you. Mr. Stiles, do you have anything to say to the commission, anything you want to explain?
Well, as I told Ms. Iverson, back in the middle of the winter, I found out my wife had a heart condition, and I had to let the phone go, satellite go, because I couldn't afford to pay for her medicines. And when we went, last week she went in for her operation, so that's when I come over here while she was under and took care of my business to catch up. And I've been like waterman in the daytime and nurse at night, and now I'm trying to get her better.
Is she okay?
She's got to go back and have, I can show you.
That's okay.
And she's got to have the A node and SV node operated on again. Because they had to quit because they gave her the wrong blood thinner. And that's what I've been going through the last 6 months. But when I did come over here, I tried to do everything, try to catch everything up. Because I know it was my fault, and I understand. And I don't want to be.
Any questions from the commission?
Staff recommends Mrs. Stiles be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, ending on July 21st, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 4, VVAC 2610, or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mrs. Stiles appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspension.
Mr. Stiles, you've heard what I said about the importance of filing harvest reports. I understand this is a difficult time for you here. Even if it's a matter of not having any harvest, or you're unclear, or you don't know what you need to do, please call staff. That's what we're here for.
I got their numbers. I gave her all my numbers. I got new numbers.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
I know that, and I understand it was a difficult time for you and your family, but from 2008 to 2014, you've had a history of failure to report. As the commissioner said, that's pretty important to you as an industry, as well as, you know, the commission in managing the fisheries. And I would make a motion to accept staff recommendation for a 2-year probation beginning today and ending on July 21st, 2016.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haynes. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Stiles, we're going to have your reports in.
Right.
Got to make sure they're here on time. Any questions, call staff. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
The next case is Mr. Robert E. Orsinger. Mr. Orsinger is here also today.
Mr. Orsinger, would you please come forward? Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear that the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do, sir.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name into the microphone for the record.
Robert E. Orsinger.
Thank you, Mr. Orsinger. Ms. Iverson.
Mr. Orsinger was discovered by staff through performing an audit of buyer records that Mr. Orsinger had harvested and sold seafood during the months of June and July 2013 that was not included in his harvest reports for those months. He was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the missing seafood harvest by certified letter. The certified mail was returned to VMRC unclaimed. He was also missing reports for the month of May and June 2014. Staff has made additional phone calls to Mr. Orsinger regarding his missing harvest reports and had left him several messages. Mr. Orsinger's failure to report case was initially scheduled by staff for June, but was held over until July to allow him more time to respond. Mr. Orsinger responded to staff, but not until after he had been served to appear for the hearing on July 22nd. He told staff that he had been working with another harvester for the missing harvest found in the audit, and at that time of his call, Staff verified his name and contact information. Staff also confirmed that he had worked with another person, but that person failed to put his harvest MRC ID number down. He confirmed that the contact agency given to the MRC was correct, but that he did not check the phone numbers given to the agency, even though it was a valid phone number. Staff informed him that his noncompliance issues could have been resolved beforehand had staff been able to contact him. He has since provided staff with better contact information. Staff has verified all of his reports that were missing in the buyer report matched the harvest that was reported by the other harvester. His noncompliance will be resolved when the staff receives a letter from the primary harvester asking to add Mr. Orsinger to the harvest reports as an additional harvester for that harvest. Staff was unaware of this fact until Mr. Orsinger finally contacted the office because all of the harvest was sold in Mr. Orsinger's name but reported under the other harvester's name. Staff recommends Mr. Orsinger be placed on probation for a period of 2 years ending on July 21st, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Orsinger appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspension.
Thank you, Ms. Iverson. Other questions? Mr. Zetra.
A couple of questions. One, in this particular fact pattern, who has a primary responsibility to make the reporting?
They both have the primary responsibility. All MRC ID holders are responsible for reporting a harvest by the 5th of the following month. They are harvesters that work together, which is fine, as long as they put all of their MRC IDs on the report. In this particular case, the person he was working with failed to put Mr. Orsingo's MRC ID on the harvest report when it was submitted.
As to reporting, what benefit, if any, is it to the harvester that doesn't report? Is there any benefit to them? In other words, do they have quotas?
In this case, this was not a quota-managed species that they were reporting on. However, they are quota-managed species. So they all have the benefit of having to report their harvest, and they get credit for anything that's on that harvest record.
For non-reported, though, is there any benefit that goes to the harvester in this kind of case?
For not reporting?
Yeah.
There's no benefit for not reporting.
Okay. Right,
he'll be here in front of us if he doesn't report.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for staff? Thank you. Stephen, Mr. Orsinger, is there something you'd like to tell the commissioner or something you'd like to explain? And do you need me to go through the soliloquy again on why this is important?
Negligence on my part. I mean, through the cases that were before me, I understand how important it is to send these reports in.
We're not going to have this happen again?
No, you won't.
That would be very nice.
Thank you.
Any questions of Mr. Orsinger from the commission? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion
for 2 year probation beginning today and ending July 21st, 2016.
Motion by Mr. Erskine. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Just to liven things up there. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The matter passes unanimously. Mr. Orsinger, let's do it right. Let's do it right. Don't want to see you back here again, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.